Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Kingdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn to the book of Luke, please, this morning. The book of Luke. Where's it at in Luke? Anybody know? 12 sounds good. Luke 12. In these last several Sunday mornings, we've been talking about the kingdom of God. Have you been seeing references to the kingdom of God as you read your chapters every day? I mean, have they stood out more to you now than they used to? How have we not seen the emphasis on the kingdom of God? Maybe you did. But some reason or another, I knew the kingdom of God's important, but some way or another, I just, in times past, did not see how much Jesus talked about the kingdom and how much he emphasized, and that is what he preached. Amen. That's what he preached. That's what he taught. The kingdom of God, the gospel, or good news about the kingdom. We've separated them, hadn't we? We've had the gospel and the kingdom. The one point in which this thing really began to develop in me, I had heard it times before, but somebody on the news was being interviewed, and they were talking about how that Christians, you know, weren't embracing everybody like they should, and you know, that Jesus preached love and acceptance. Jesus preached love and acceptance. Have you ever heard that before? Jesus preached love and acceptance. And every time I'd hear that, it'd aggravate me. And I thought, why? And usually when people are saying that, their main objective is to get you to accept their sin. Jesus preached love and acceptance. And I heard it for the nth time, somebody say it, and the Lord spoke up inside me. I don't mean I heard an audible voice now, but inside me, he said, no, I didn't. No, I didn't. He is love. And we are now, by our faith in him, accepted in the Beloved. But did he preach acceptance? What did he preach? See, this is the kind of thing that gets people in trouble. They substitute their religious tradition for what the actual word says. And people just, you know, come to think and believe stuff, and it's just tradition. So I went back and reminded myself, and I looked up every time it said he preached something or he taught something. And do you know what I found? He preached. And he taught everywhere he went. The good news of the kingdom of God. He talked about the kingdom, the kingdom, the kingdom, the kingdom. And in the book of Acts, they kept doing it. Yeah. Right? The kingdom. What should we be talking about? Kingdom. What should we be thinking about? Kingdom. The kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. Amen. So look at our text here in Luke 12. Luke 12. He said in verse 29, Luke 12:29, seek not ye what you shall eat or what you shall drink, neither be of doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knows that you have need of these things. Is it true that most of the world is seeking after these kind of things? Natural, what people would call necessities and desires. Natural things. He said, don't seek after these. Verse 31, but rather do what? Seek ye the kingdom of God. Seek what? Huh? People have substituted all kind of stuff for this. In their mind, they think it means go to church. Be a good Christian. Pray. Well, what did he say though? Seek what? Seek the kingdom of God. And all these things that people are fussing and scrambling and trying to get through their efforts, instead of you chasing them, they'll find you. Amen. They will be added to you. That's not you chasing them. They'll be added to you. Amen. Remember, the blessing of Abraham's on us. Yes. Right? We've been redeemed from the curse of the law. But the blessing we get to keep. And we found, you know, reading in Deuteronomy 28 and other places, he said if you'd obey God, all these blessings would come on you and overtake you. Right? You're seeking the kingdom, seeking the kingdom, seeking the kingdom, and the blessing truck has pulled up at your house. Glory to God. Man, you know, busy this week serving God and had two big blessings show up at my house. Glory. I just shout. Thank God. But it's so much better than having to chase the stuff. Work night and day and rack your brain and, you know, trying to climb the ladder of success and keep up with the Joneses and all this and that. No, let's keep up with the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Let's keep up with Him. Right? Yes, let's see that we're busy about our Father's business. Yeah. Doing our part to advance. Everybody say advance. Advance. To advance the kingdom of God in the earth. And as you're busy doing that, blessings will come on you and overtake you. Jesus himself said, the head of the church said, all these things shall be added to you. When you do what? You seek, and as Matthew says it, you seek first the kingdom of God. What are we seeking?
The kingdom of
God. Well, I'm just trying to be a good man, brother. No, that's not what he said. Seek what?
The kingdom.
And see, the further I get into it, the more I say, we have been ignorant about this. Religious tradition has replaced what Jesus said. Oh, but I tell you, I hope you are liking the kingdom, because you're going to hear about it.
Yeah.
Next week and next month and next year. I'm on this. I see now. I didn't see it as clearly as I do now, but I see now this is what's important to Jesus.
Amen.
This is what he preached. This is what he taught.
Amen.
There is nothing better. There is nothing more important. So we must be on this. We must think about it, talk. We must be as kingdom minded as he is.
Amen.
What's important to him must be important to us. What's priority to him must be priority to us. And if you study, if you're not convinced of it, get in the Bible for yourself and look at all these references. Look at all these things Jesus said. The kingdom is number one to him. Of course, that means people. Right? What is the advancement of the kingdom? People getting saved. People getting back to God. Right? People getting healed and delivered and set free. People growing up in Jesus. It's all about people. But the people make up the kingdom. Now, we talked about being kingdom of God minded. We talked about how this kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. We've already talked about advancing the kingdom of God. Last week we began talking about how the kingdom operates. How the kingdom operates. We're going to get into that some more, I think. But would you please go, let's see, you're here in Luke already. Hold your place here and go to Matthew 22. Hold your place in Luke 12 and go to Matthew 22, please. Jesus taught in parables. How many know this is true? You remember this? And in fact, his disciples came to him. You're going where? So just hold your place there and I'm going to read you some other scriptures. They asked him, you're in Matthew 22?
Yes.
Well, just back up to chapter 13. You're right there by it. In here, they asked him a question in Matthew 13:10. Matthew 13:10. The disciples came and they said to Jesus, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" Because every time he started teaching and preaching, he's telling parables. Anybody know what a parable is? He'd say, and usually it started out with this, "The kingdom of God is like," right? "It's like a man that went and caught a bunch of fish, and he brought them to shore, and he separated the good ones from the bad. The kingdom of God is like a mustard seed. Kingdom of God is like leaven. Kingdom of God is like the man that found the pearl of great price. Kingdom of God is," right? That's, people want to imagine a lot of stuff that Jesus said and did. That's what he taught. What should we be thinking about and talking about? Same thing. Kingdom of God. But they noticed every time he started talking, he began to tell stories about natural things that illustrated and explained the kingdom of God. And so they asked him, they said, "Why do you always do that? You're always telling stories. You're always telling parables." Here's what he said. He said, verse 11, "Because it is given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. But verse 16 says, but blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear." He said, "I tell you, many prophets and righteous men desired to see the things you see and have not seen them, and to hear the things which you hear and have not heard them." The parables were used of him in this way that people who had a heart for it would get revelation. People who didn't, it'd just go right over their head. Do you see this? And it's still that way today. I said it's that way today. If you respect the kingdom of God, if you love God and His things, and you have a heart for it, then He'll give you ears to hear it. And you'll hear things other people don't hear. And you'll see things. That's why, you know, there are people, probably people that know you, that you have acquaintance with. They just do not understand why you would come in here and listen to a preacher this long. Or why you'd even be in here on a Sunday morning when you could be on the golf course or fishing somewhere or something. They don't see the value of it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Time for the Kingdom, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Ransom, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1402E. That's R1402E, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.